KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have light rain, and it's 39 degrees. We look for light rain today, and cloudy skies, high around 41. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, more reports are trickling in which predict Iowa could face a serious flooding problem this spring. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is the latest agency to issue a warning about the potential for major level flooding based on the snowpack in the Rocky Mountains. Kevin Lowe, a hydrologist with the Missouri Basin River Forecast Center, offers this update.
Snowpack conditions in the mountains can be categorized as near normal to maybe a little bit above normal. By this point in the winter, we have accumulated usually about 80% of the seasonal peak snow water equivalent in the mountains. So we're getting close to seeing what we're going to see.
While the mountain snowpack may be only slightly above normal, there's a lot of snow on the ground across the region, which will soon melt as well. Lowe says the Corps of Engineers is putting out a series of long-range flood outlooks for the upcoming 3 months.
These outlooks call for major level flooding along many of the tributaries in South Dakota and in Iowa. Specifically, we are projecting major level flooding along the Big Sioux in South Dakota and Iowa, and the Floyd and Little Sioux rivers in Iowa.
The river that comprises the border between Iowa and Nebraska may also soon experience a level boost.
The Missouri River downstream of Gavin's Point Dam is also expected to see moderate level flooding this season.
Lowe says localized flooding due to ice jams is also possible over the next few weeks. News time is 8:01. There's no time like the present to watch the shifting sands of the hourglass foretell the inevitable forward march of time. That's right, it's time again to abide by the old adage to spring forward, even though it's not officially spring, and mark the shift from standard to daylight saving time. The change occurs at 2 a.m. local time Sunday across most of the U.S., so before you go to bed tonight, set your clocks an hour ahead, and daylight will begin to last longer into the evening, but the sun will take an hour longer to emerge in the morning. No time change is observed in Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Marianas. Standard time returns on November 3rd. In area news, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office Friday released a lengthy report on arrests. On Monday, March the 4th, three people were arrested on drug charges. David Moore of Jamaica was arrested for possession with the intent to deliver greater than 5 grams of methamphetamine, a Class B felony. Gathering where controlled substances are used, keeping premises for controlled substance usage, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Moore was seen by the Guthrie County Magistrate and held on a $107,000 cash or surety bond. Isaac Moore of Jamaica was arrested Monday on charges of possession with the intent to deliver less than 5 grams of meth, a Class C felony, possession with the intent to deliver marijuana, a Class D felony, 2 counts of gathering where controlled substances are used, keeping premises for controlled substance usage, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Isaac Moore was seen by the Guthrie County Magistrate and held on a $63,000 cash or surety bond. And Andrea Willie of Jamaica was arrested Monday as well on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia, keeping premises for controlled substance usage, possession of methamphetamine, third offense, and possession of marijuana, third offense. Willie was seen by the Guthrie County Magistrate and held on a $12,000 cash or surety bond. She was later released on a pretrial release term. On March the 5th, Zachary Johnson of Adel turned himself into the Guthrie County Jail to serve the remainder of his jail sentence for probation revocation. Whitney Mullenberg of Ankeny was arrested that same day on Guthrie County warrants for violation of probation. The original charges were delivery of less than 5 grams of meth and prohibited acts methamphetamine. Mullenberg was seen by the Guthrie County Magistrate and held on a $10,000 cash or surety bond. On March 6th, Jamie Schneller of St. Charles was arrested at the Johnson County Jail on 2 Guthrie County warrants for failure to appear. The original charges were domestic abuse, assault, and operation of a motor vehicle without the owner's consent. Schneller was being held without bond pending an appearance before the Guthrie County District Court judge. On March the 7th, Anthony Kennedy of Jefferson was arrested at the Dallas County Jail on a Guthrie County warrant for probation violation. Kennedy's original charge was operating while under the influence. He was ordered to serve 7 days upon arrival at the Guthrie County Jail. Also on Thursday, Taylor Rokels of Dexter turned herself into the Guthrie County Jail to serve a 3-day sentence on an OWI second offense conviction. And Matthew Farber of Panora was charged with OWI first offense following an investigation into an accident near Menlo that took place on December 29th. Farber has been summoned to appear in Guthrie County Magistrate Court for an initial appearance. Back on March the 3rd, Vicki Johnson of Coon Rapids was arrested on charges of operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent and carrying weapons. Johnson was released from custody for medical treatment. And Jason Sheeter of Orangeville, Illinois, was arrested on Guthrie County warrants for failure to appear on driving under suspension and registration violation charges. Sheeter had an Adair County warrant and was transferred to their custody. And finally, on March the 1st, Guthrie County deputies arrested Cameo Smith of Perry at the Sac County Jail. Smith was taken into custody on a Guthrie County warrant for theft in the second degree. Smith was transported to the Guthrie County Jail and was being held without bond. And Robert Nelson of Guthrie Center was arrested by the Panora Police Department on a charge of possession of methamphetamine first offense. Nelson was released on his own recognizance the following day by the Guthrie County Magistrate. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Villisca man Friday afternoon. At 2:30 p.m., deputies arrested a 20-year-old Wyatt D. Baldwin of Villisca on a valid Iowa District Court warrant for violation of probation. Baldwin was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $5,000 cash bond. Police in Des Moines on Friday arrested a Shelby County man wanted on suspicion of first-degree murder in Pottawatomie County. 20-year-old Nicholas Hainer of Harlan was wanted in connection with the death in January of 38-year-old Adam Angroth, whose body was found in Angroth's Council Bluffs apartment. Des Moines police had received a tip that Hainer was in the area, and they began to follow him and an unknown accomplice in a stolen vehicle. They crashed the car just off of Washington Avenue on East 14th in Des Moines. Police apprehended Hainer in the area of East 14th and Osceola Avenue. Multiple law enforcement officers worked together, blocking off various parts of East 14th Street. Police said that Hainer was easy to catch, but the accomplice that has proved to be more of a challenge. He scrambled through neighborhoods, followed by dogs and heavily armed officers before he gave up and was captured at a residence. Council Bluffs Police Captain Todd Wedham says Hainer will be held in the Polk County Jail until arrangements are made for him to be brought back to Pottawatomie County. But at last report, it's unknown when that would be. Two others were arrested in connection with Angroth's murder, 21-year-old Liam Steck and an unidentified 16-year-old male, both of whom are from Omaha, are currently in custody. Police say the teen's case will be in juvenile court when and if there is a determination to hear his case as an adult in district court. His identity will then become officially public record. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports 34-year-old Jamie Lee Peterson of Council Bluffs was arrested Friday on a Montgomery County warrant for probation violation. Her bond was set at $5,000. On Thursday, 43-year-old Matthew John Cruson of Sydney was arrested for driving under suspension, and 39-year-old Matthew Dwayne Graham of Pacific Junction was arrested for domestic abuse assault. Graham was being held without bond pending a court appearance. And the sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County yesterday reported 32-year-old Justin Hanbright, who was being held in the Pott County Jail on theft charges, was presented with a warrant Thursday afternoon for violation of probation. Hanbright was returned to corrections staff for further processing. 29-year-old Amanda Sprinkle, who was being held in the Pott County Jail, was presented with a warrant out of Douglas County, Nebraska, for being a fugitive from justice. And 23-year-old Haley Yvette Byerly was transported from the Dakota County, Nebraska jail to the Pott County Jail for a warrant for violation of probation. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.